what have been the highlights of the player camp so far for you?
I think the highlight is like playing with other players. That's very important for us because we're doing some exercise. We do it back home, but to have the experience of the new coaches and also playing with players we don't know, like other islands like Tonga, Guam and New Caledonia, is very good for us, very good experience.
The fitness levels of all the players has risen in a year. Has it still been tough to do all of the work in just 2 days?
Yes. There's a lot of sessions, so there is like 6 sessions plus physical testing. And knowing that we have tournament next week, it's a lot, but I think we prepared for it, so that's fine.
And one or two of the players have little injuries here and there. Do you think when the competition comes, this will be forgotten and it will be business time?
I have 2 players who are injured, but they were injured before coming to the camp, so we knew it. So I told them to take it easy and be ready for the camp, so for the tournament next week. So I think we'll be okay. Yeah.
What's it like working with a coach like Peter Jensen from Denmark?
It's amazing. I mean, he sees everything, so I'm learning every day more and more. So it's very, very nice. Yeah, very interesting for me.
And what discussions have you had with the other players from Tahiti about the experience?
I mean, after each session, ask them like, what did you learn? What do you think we should do back home? And they are, I'm really impressed. They are really, I mean, they learn a lot, and they really know the difference between the training here and the training over there, and they know why, and they know what they have to change. So it's really good. I think we have a lot to bring back home every time.
Playing Australia and New Zealand is always going to be tough. How do you expect that experience to be next week?
I told the some of the players have already played Australia and New Zealand at the junior level, but not at the senior level. So I think they're going to see there is a big difference between juniors and seniors. But I mean, it's the best for the future. I mean, the earlier you start to compete against this athlete, the better you're going to be next time. So that's very good for us.
Always one of the big highlights in Pacific sport is the Pacific Games, and that's being held in Tonga. Is it an objective of Tahitian badminton to participate and do well there?
Yes, we don't know yet at the moment if there is going to be badminton at the Pacific Games, but if there's going to be, we definitely aim for the gold medal. We will prepare for it, yeah, definitely.
There's always a rivalry between Tahiti and New Caledonia. Yeah. Is there much of that here?
No, not really. I mean, the rivalry is on court only. Of course, we're friends. The players have known them for like 6-7 years now. So, we're friends. But, of course, once we're on court, there's no friends anymore. It's just battle for winning.
That must make this very special because they are one side of the Pacific and you are the other. Yeah. So, very rare opportunity to compete with each other.
Yeah, we compete every year in Oceania Champs, so at the moment we've never beat them. So first Oceania Champ we came fourth behind New Cal and Fiji, and then last time they beat us for the third place. So, and this time hopefully we're here to take the first bronze medal for Tahiti.
Fantastic. Okay. Now,